In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tug Entertainment or its partners.
It's time. Time to connect with Juliana and connect with what lies beneath. Juliana is a marriage, family, and child therapist and wants people to connect with her so they can connect with what lies beneath. Those truths, answers, and facts to all the subjects that matter the most to all of us. From marriage and family issues to spiritual or scientific topics, Juliana will cover it all. Nothing is off limits. She will cut to the chase and get to what's really important to you, her listeners. So let's start talking. It's Connect with Juliana on TogiNet. And now, here's your host, Juliana Lydon.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connect with Juliana. I am your host, Juliana Lydon. So I want to say welcome to those of you who are listening live and for those of you who will be listening to the podcast later. I want to thank you for downloading my show. If you're interested in getting podcasts of my show, it's very easy, especially if you have iTunes. You can get me into your iTunes account every week by finding me in iTunes under Connect with Juliana. And you can get my show set up as an automatic download. I've heard from so many people that they just love that because every week, presto, there it will be. And it's that easy. It's free. So give it a try. Also, I want to give a reminder for everyone to find me on Facebook under Connect with Juliana. You can like my page there. It's a good way to see what's coming up on my show and to get daily inspiration and really just ideas to keep you thinking and motivated on your journey. But I just found out recently that also on my regular Juliana Lydon Facebook page, I am going to be having a guest on this spring that makes organic skincare. It is unbelievable. I've been using it for probably between 4 to 5 weeks, and I have noticed such a difference. I mean, I just sent her an email this morning because I had the most lovely compliment from a listener about how my face looked. So I tell you what, she has a special on there. So go to Juliana Lydon. My last name is Lyddon. Check out that special. It's just for the weekend, and it is a smoking deal. So for those of you asking about it, check it out. It's only good for this weekend. So today, I know you have all been waiting to hear the show. I've heard from some of you with your questions, so I will be sure to get to those. But this show is another one where you will need a pen and paper. So if you're streaming us live, make sure you get that handy because my guest can change your life with all he has to say. And listen to what he says here. Americans face an energy crisis more important than gasoline. Horrible nutrition combined with poor sleep, lack of exercise, hormonal deficiencies, and chronic low-grade infections are but a few of the causes. This energy crisis not just causes chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, but also contributes to general fatigue and pain. In today's show, Dr. Teitelbaum will be sharing with us how we can eliminate both chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, as well as fatigue and pain, using his own research-proven approach. I mean, this sounds good to me because I think there are so many of us out there who have chronic fatigue but don't even know it. So at the end of this show, you will know how to identify these symptoms as well as getting remedies for these illnesses and many more. Dr. Teitelbaum is the author of 4 books. They are Real Cause, Real Cure, which we will be highlighting today, and From Fatigued to Fantastic, as well as Beat Sugar Addiction Now, and Pain-Free 1-2-3. So let me share with you some information about my guest. Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, is medical director of the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers nationally, author of the popular free iPhone application, cures A to Z. Boy, we need to find out about that, because that is going to be so awesome, because I am sitting here looking at his book and it is bigger than the Bible, and it is so awesome, because I don't care what ailment you have, you flip through that and bam, there you have a cure. So I can only imagine if we can get this app on our phone, we can be anywhere in the world and be able to get his brilliant ideas. So listen to this. Having suffered with and overcome chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia in 1975, he spent the next 35 years creating, researching, and teaching about effective therapies for fatigue and pain. He is the senior author of the landmark studies, Effective Treatment of Chronic Fatigue Syndrome and Fibromyalgia, a placebo-controlled study, and Effective Treatment of Chronic Fatigue Syndrome and Fibromyalgia with D-Ribose. Dr. Teitelbaum does frequent media appearances, including Good Morning America, CNN, Fox News Channel, Dr. Oz, Oprah and Friends, and he lives in Kona, Hawaii. How lucky is he? And with that, Dr. Teitelbaum, welcome to my show today.
Aloha, Juliana. It's great to be with you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And so before we really get rolling into the fibromyalgia and some of the chronic fatigue, I want to start off reading some information about a new study where an herbal mix was far more effective than the Celebrex for arthritis, especially important with other new research suggesting that at least 16,500 and likely over 30,000 now preventable U.S. deaths a year from arthritis medications. And I'm going to give our listeners a little scoop on this and then absolutely hand it over to you. So here's the scoop on the study. Over 27 million Americans, listen guys, 65% of people age 65 and over suffer with joint pain and stiffness from arthritis. Chronic inflammation of the joints and the surrounding muscles, tendons, and ligaments is the number one cause of chronic pain and disability in the U.S. The standard treatment for arthritis pain is the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen and aspirin. There are some others as well. However, their long-term use is associated with gastrointestinal, kidney, and cardiovascular risk. Furthermore, ibuprofen alone is estimated to kill 16,500 Americans yearly, usually from a sudden massive bleeding ulcer. And these drugs also double the risk of heart attack. Another drug used for arthritis pain is acetaminophen, all familiar with these. This drug does not cause bleeding ulcers, but it is the number one cause of acute failure in the U.S. and is the number one drug overdose seen in emergency rooms. Yet only 50% of those who overdose do it intentionally. And Dr. Teitelbaum prefers using natural therapies for arthritis whenever possible because non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can be dangerous, he says. Fortunately, there are natural anti-inflammatory compounds that deliver the same analgesic benefits without the deadly side effects. And that's what I want to talk about. The results from the study are amazing. So let's move into the natural herbal therapy here for this joint pain and stiffness, because I know there are so many of us that suffer from it.
Absolutely. This is a biggie, because my job is to be a patient advocate. As a physician, I'm not against medications. I'm just against the insane way they're used in this country. So what most doctors hear about, they don't know it, but all they know about is whatever is expensive and profitable, because that's what the drug companies will teach them at the conferences and the journals, and God bless them with the cheerleader drug reps that they hire to go to each of our geeky doctor offices to stroke our egos and tell us, oh, you don't need to give that niggle medication. That's just as good. Give this $5 a day one. Oh. So my job today is not to slam medications. My job is to let people know what works most effectively and safely. And arthritis is a biggie, because these arthritis medications, Motrin, but it's not just Motrin. All of these arthritis medications together, like you said, 16,500 bleeding ulcer deaths a year in the United States, double to triple the risk of heart attack and stroke for a lot of these things. It's insane. The natural remedies, and you know my policy, Julianne. I don't take money from any drug companies or any natural product companies. Mm-hmm. I work for the public. So I have no problem giving a thumbs up when things are due and a raspberry when those are
good.
Due.
Good.
So let's look at the herbals. If you take a mix of a special, it has to be a special highly absorbed curcumin and a boswellia mix, which is frankincense. They compared it in the study to Celebrex. And you had the amount of people who had moderate to severe pain dropped from 85% at the beginning of the study down to 21% in the herbal group, where it only dropped to 50% in the Celebrex group. Basically, the herbal knocked the socks off of Celebrex. It left it eating dust. And this is the case for most of the medications. So the simple product called Healthy Knees and Joints that you can find online or in most health food stores, another product would be called Curamin. You'll find these are way more effective for arthritis pain. You can take it with the medications, give it to 6 weeks for them to work, and then most people find the pain goes way down, and then they can ask their doctor, hey, I'm feeling so much better. Can I stop the arthritis medication?
That is so amazing. And we're going to be going to break in just a couple of minutes. But I mean, you guys, do you hear this? I mean, this is, I bet the doctors, when they look at these studies, how can they resist it? I mean, it's so obvious. And, you know, I have talked about curcumin so much on my show and had incredible people on. And I use the Europharma. I've also mentioned this, the Curamin. And we notice a difference within 30 minutes of taking it. My husband plays hockey. He's got a bad knee. We've got all kinds of, you know, we're getting older. And so I've also heard a lot about this frankincense, that it is a miracle. We
it
only
is.
Have about a minute, but yeah, tell us about frankincense briefly.
Well, basically, Curamin, which combines all of these and the Healthy Knees and Joints, it's a pain relief miracle. I have treated thousands of chronic pain patients, and these herbals are better than morphine or any other medication in effectiveness. They're simply a pain relief miracle. They block inflammation in a way that's healthy, so you get pain relief for people who have been in chronic pain for decades, but you do it healthy.
And, okay, everyone, I want you to go, before we go to break, to www.vitality101.com so that when you are listening to the commercial, you can look up all the great information on Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. And when we come back, we are going to blow your mind with tons and tons of more information. So with that, hang with us. And I'm going to ask him about salicin when we come back, because I believe that that might help too.
Juliana is certified, not crazy, but in a good way, as a marriage and family therapist, author, teacher, and spiritual advisor who brings light and levity to all life's important issues. It's Connect with Juliana, and we'll be back with more right after these on TogiNet.com. Get ready to live La Bella Vita with Dawn Catherine on TogiNet.com. Live La Bella Vita. If you're wanting to know all the beauty tricks of the trade and the latest fashion trends before everyone else, this is your show. If you admire celebrities' beauty and their fashion sense, this is your show. Do you love wine and want to know more about the process it takes to make wine from the vine to the bottle? This is your show. Live La Bella Vita. For more on the show and your host, check out our website, labellavitacosmetico.com. This is the kind of show you can sink your teeth into. If you enjoy traveling and food and family, all with an Italian flair, then you can live La Bella Vita with your host, Dawn Catherine. Wednesday nights at midnight, 11 p.m. Central, on TogiNet.com.
Was sad, right? Cause he had a deaf, dear mommy and dad, right? But that ain't the case, nope. It wasn't his fate, nope. The Walks never struggled to communicate, ha. Y'all wave your hands, look who's on, yeah. It's the Coda Man Keith, and he's
number one.
It's That Keith Wan Show on TogiNet.com, Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central. Every week, That Keith Wan Show will have guests that share their experiences, expertise, opinions, and personal lives with us to hopefully help us better understand others. The topics and guests will come from the American Sign Language community. For more on Keith Wan and the show, go to his website, KeithWan.com. Listen with an open mind and willingness to learn and help with the cultural bridge.
Number one, Keith's number one. Everybody crack, put the Coda Man's on. Number one, Keith's number one. Everybody crack, put the Coda Man's on.
Don't miss That Keith Wan Show. Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Connect with Juliana on TogiNet, where she asks the tough questions you may be thinking about, but may be uncomfortable asking. She's here to increase your level of awareness, encourage you to stop, think, and gather all the facts so you'll be empowered to make the best informed decisions possible. This is Connect with Juliana on TogiNet. Now, let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Juliana Litton.
Hey, I'm with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, the author of Real Cause, Real Cure, The 9 Root Causes of the Most Common Health Problems and How to Solve Them. He is an internist and the medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers and author of the popular iPhone app, Cures A to Z. Again, check him out at www.vitality101.com. So you were just saying, Dr. T, that these herbals can be better than morphine. I'm gonna remember that because that needs to be posted everywhere. And before we left, I mentioned salicin, and I don't know if that's one that you talk about at all, but I've heard mm-hmm. that it's good with inflammation. Is that true?
Absolutely. Salicin is the active component of willow bark, which is where aspirin comes from.
Yeah.
But the problem is when you separate it out and turn it into salicylic acid, which is aspirin again, by itself, you don't have all these balancing components. You're getting higher amounts, and that's when you see the toxicity. But there have been head-on studies, for example, in chronic low back pain, where they use willow bark, the equivalent of 80 milligrams of the salicin 3 times a day, versus Motrin. And what they found is that two key things. One, it was twice as effective as Motrin. But they also found when they looked down in the stomach with the endoscopy tubes, those little fiber optic tubes, mm-hmm. the Motrin group, their stomachs were ripped to pieces. They had horrible gastritis. Where the people in the willow bark group, their stomachs looked perfectly healthy and fine. So
oh, wow.
you can get your pain relief very, very healthfully. But there's a big problem with willow bark and with the natural remedies. They're much less expensive than the medications.
Boy, and the pharmaceutical companies don't like that.
Well, you mentioned that. Well, wow, when the doctors see the study, like the ORSI study on the healthy knees and joints, they're going to be amazed and want to do that. Most doctors will never see it. Mm. All your doctor sees is what is spoon-fed them, in most cases, by the drug companies. Yeah. If you look at the journals, the advertisements are all, they're no golf club advertisements or Lexus advertisements. They're all from the drug companies. You look at the medical conferences, the speakers are pretty much all on the payroll of the drug companies. They're big advertisements masquerading as science. And these studies, like the ORSI study, a nice well-done study, which you know show that natural remedies are much more effective and safe for arthritis, 99% of doctors will never see the study because nobody's going to pay the cheerleaders, drug reps, mm-hmm. the money to go to each doctor's office and put it in their hot little hands.
Oh, wow. That's, again, why I love to do this show, to get this information out there. And when you say that, it is. It's a huge, so much power, so much money involved in that industry. And that just makes me think when I watch TV, I mean, we joke in our family because, you know, they'll have these commercials on and it'll be, we'll use Celebrex as an example. And I mean, at the end, when they say, and may cause internal bleeding, you know, seizures, death, you know, you're like, oh, my gosh.
But with the nice music, it makes you almost happy to have the rectal leakage. They're telling you you're going to get it. I mean, it's just, yes, and you can get this and this, and the butterflies are flying, and everybody's dancing. It's like, how do they do that?
Oh my gosh. I know. And you know, one of the things that Chris Killam, the medicine hunter, was on, mm-hmm. and he said, you know, there's no such thing as a side effect. It's the effect of the drug, but they categorize it and put it into this great, idea that we think it's a side effect and we may not get that. And I thought that was a really brilliant way to put it. Even if we let that float in our head, again, not to diss medications, many of them are miracles and saving people's lives. And we understand that, but I just like to put it out there to say, look, you have an alternative. So let's raise our awareness to this fact. And so I want to ask you, for those people that are just still the ones that are going to take those anti-inflammatories, the Advil or the acetaminophen or that kind of stuff, how much is too much? Because one time I was out and I didn't have access to the willow bark that I sometimes take or the curcumin, and I had a really bad headache. And somebody gave me 3 Advil, and I go, oh, no, I can just take half and it'll be fine. But what is when is it too much, and when is it, what's appropriate there?
Well, the thing is, it's much more toxic to be in pain than to take the Motrin. So, if you're out and about and all you have is Motrin or Advil or Tylenol, and Tylenol is probably safer, then go ahead and take it. Okay. You know, and that's okay. I'm not worried about the once in a while for most people. It's when people are taking it ongoing for chronic conditions.
Okay.
That I'm really more concerned about it. And like you say, you want the whole toolkit. Medications are good. It's just the way they're used in this country that's nuts.
Mm-hmm. And so how many can you take? Like, what is normal? Can you take, is 2 for 4 hours for an Advil or a Tylenol normal, or 3 or 1, or just do what the bottle says?
Well, do what the bottle says, and it all carries some risk. I mean, it's, sometimes people will take one tablet and they'll get a bleed. But in most cases, if you're doing it once in a while, and it's not a big deal. If you're having your menstrual cycle and you're having menstrual cramps, that's a perfectly good time to take Naprosyn or Advil. They work very well for that.
What's the name?
If your people have menstrual cramps, take the Advil or the Naprosyn, the Aleve.
Oh, Naprosyn. I hadn't heard of that. Okay.
Aleve, basically.
Aleve. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are very good for menstrual cramps, and those are perfectly reasonable times to be taking it.
Okay.
And once in a while. But again, for most of the cases, most people with arthritis, the thing about natural remedies, even though the curcumin will often work within a half hour, for the natural remedies, it may take up to 6 weeks to see the full effect. And with medications, too, they build up in time. But since medicines are poisoning the system, you'll sometimes get a bit quicker effect, where you'll get a much more powerful effect and safer effect with the natural remedies. So what I want people to know is you don't have to choose. If you're on the arthritis medicines or on these other pain medicines, you can add the curcumin or the healthy knees and joints along with it. Give it 6 weeks to see the maximal effect. You'll see a big effect way before that, but to see the maximal effect. And then drop the medication with your doctor's okay. Simple thing.
Oh, I like that. That's great, because that's going to get, I think, more people even interested in entertaining this idea, and that way they can then talk to their doctor about maybe weaning off if they indeed feel that there could be a difference here. Now, I want to move into chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, because boy, are you the expert here. And I was watching a few of your videos, and as I was watching it, I said to my husband in the night, wait, I think you have chronic fatigue. And I said, I think maybe sometimes I do, because it was amazing. Amazing when you really listen to your video and you hear these symptoms. So I want you to share with the listeners, how can we tell, or what's a good barometer for us to go, whoa, we need to pay attention for chronic fatigue?
Well, the way you distinguish between regular day-to-day fatigue, and we all get exhausted sometimes, it's working really hard and with stressful life. But when you have a fatigue that's lasting over 3 months and it is accompanied by severe insomnia, because normally you're exhausted, sleep all day and all night if you have the time. But you're exhausted and can't sleep, and it's persisted 3 months. You've probably got a chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia-related process.
Wow.
If you also have widespread pain, brain fog, these go along with it, average 32-pound weight gain, 73% with loss of libido, sugar cravings, and the symptoms go on and on. But the tired, achy brain fog, can't sleep, that tells you you've blown a fuse. And you've got CFS or fibromyalgia. They're the same thing in most people. Okay. And the good news is these are really, really treatable.
And that's what you say. And that's why you guys need to go to the site. You're going to, he's got so much information there as well. And you can even buy a lot of the products that will help you as well. And we'll get into your whole regime. I believe the Shine, if I'm remembering that correctly, yes. And we'll talk about that. But when you say, and I just want to ask you one question, just stay with me here. When you say the insomnia, because we go through that, you know, people, we experience that at different times in our lives. I think also as we're getting older and hormonally for women, I always seem to bring that up when I have a doctor on, but, is it, you know, sometimes we just can't shut our mind off, but you're saying it's not being able to shut your mind off and sleep for like at least 3 months.
Yes. And associated with severe, almost disabling fatigue and the widespread achiness. It's a whole pattern. Now, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing. We'll tell people with day-to-day insomnia how to get sleeping like a puppy, too, using some simple herbals.
Mm. Because you know what some people say? I've had this discussion a lot, and they'll say, you know what, that herbal stuff doesn't work for me. It's not strong enough. And I just think, well, maybe you're not taking the right thing. Is that right or wrong? Or
in a lot of cases, they're not taking the right thing. But in people with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, let's talk about CFS and fibro for a while. It's an energy crisis where people blow a fuse called the hypothalamus. And that circuit breaker that goes offline controls sleep. And that's why they can't sleep even though they're exhausted. So for most people with day-to-day insomnia, the herbals, and I like one called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix of six herbs by enzymatic therapy. For most people, again, that's a really strong, potent mix. It's very safe and gentle but effective. You add some melatonin to it. Half a milligram is all it takes. You do the smell of lavender, which helps people sleep. You get a hot bath before bedtime. These simple things will have most people, like I say, sleeping like a puppy. But people with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, the sleep center's not working. They will need a mix of natural and prescription therapies, but you got to use the right medications. The wrong ones make the problem worse.
And that's such a key. And you said Revitalizing Sleep Formula. Who is that by?
And that one's by Enzymatic Therapy. We have it at Vitality101.com. But again, I don't private label things. These things are available at most every health food store in the country. The stuff we'll talk about tonight, easy to find.
And we can get that on, you sell that one, is that correct?
Yes, I do. I don't take money from the companies, but I will sell them like any health food store. So I do carry these on my website at Vitality101.com.
Yeah, see, you guys, that's what's great is you can go on there, and it's such a user-friendly site. You can really get so much great information. Now, we've only got about a minute before break, but where I want to move now is into, in the beginning, I talked a little bit when I was sharing your bio that you suffered from chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and I want to know what started to happen to you. So hold that thought, put the pause button on, because we're going to go to break in a second. Again, everyone needs to go to www.vitality101.com. This is a great time to start looking through his stuff. And we also want to ask you where to get the iPhone app Cures A to Z. So remind me, I don't want to leave this show and not have found out where to get that, Dr. T, because I know that's so important. And we're talking about real cause, real cure. We'll be back.
Juliana is certified, not crazy, but in a good way, as a marriage and family therapist, author, teacher, and spiritual advisor who brings light and levity to all life's important issues. It's Connect with Juliana, and we'll be back with more right after these on TogiNet.com.
Wondering how to market, where to invest, where to advertise, where to find the right advice, or what to do about taxes? Doing business today is a complex venture, and that's where All Biz Talk comes in. All Biz Talk helps businesses and individuals find the right path to their success and learn more about the ideas, products, and services used by today's top professionals. Success leaves clues, so if you want to be successful, it's always best to listen to the people who have already been where you want to be. Our hosts are unbiased and will ask the hard questions, taking your calls to help connect you with the right professionals, people who can help you get a better handle on your personal and business choices. All Biz Talk is not a financial services company and does not offer any financial advice, but we will help you make the right choice when it comes to planning your financial future. Join All Biz Talk Tuesday afternoons at 1 Pacific, 3 Central at allbiztalk.com.
Parents, if you feel overloaded, overworked, underappreciated, and seriously stressed out, the Parents Plate is here to help you. The Parents Plate with Brenda Nixon. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on TogiNet. It's time to build stronger families through parent empowerment. And that's what the Parents Plate does. The Parents Plate understands the busyness of life and balancing child rearing and other commitments. Brenda Nixon will be talking to noted experts and authors on all issues, from teething to teen driving. Brenda Nixon is a nationally recognized speaker to parents and child care professionals and author of the award-winning The Birth to Five book. From Fox 4 in Kansas City to schools and synagogues to businesses to bookstores, conferences to churches, audiences rave that Brenda engages, educates, and encourages. For more information on Brenda and her books, check out her website, brendanixon.com. The Parents Plate is loaded with information and affirmation. The Parents Plate with Brenda Nixon. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Connect with Juliana on TogiNet, where she asks the tough questions you may be thinking about, but may be uncomfortable asking. She's here to increase your level of awareness, encourage you to stop, think, and gather all the facts so you'll be empowered to make the best informed decisions possible. This is Connect with Juliana on TogiNet. Now, let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Juliana Litton.
Well, I am learning so much from Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, which I so appreciate you taking the time all the way over there in Hawaii. And I want to talk about, well, let me make this clear. Before we left, we were still talking about the chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and I asked you to share your story because I think it's really a powerful one for people to hear. But before you do that, tell me how we can get the iPhone app.
Well, for those of you with iPhones or Androids, we have an iPhone app. It's called Cures A to Z, so Cures, capital A-Z. And for $20, it is a great bargain. It will give you over 100 health conditions and 100 tips. There's about it's getting close to 1.5 million people that have downloaded it now. But what I'm going to say is that even though it's a great bargain for $20, my wife and I were trying to figure out how much we should charge for it.
Yeah.
And we found, because it was actually her idea to come up with. She's the brains in the family. But we decided, let's just make it free. So we decided to put it out on as a free app.
Huh?
So this way, you go to Cures A to Z on your iPhone store or Android, download Cures A to Z, you will have a free holistic doctor in your pocket. And for those who can't, who don't have an iPhone or a Droid, we have it available on our website, Vitality 101. You'll see Health A to Z along the top. You hit that button. The Cures A to Z is a short and sweet version, and then the health conditions is a more detailed series of articles. Whatever ails you, you look up your topic, it'll be right there. It'll say, here's what's going on. Here's how you get well.
Oh, wow. That is wonderful. Well, thank you for offering that to people because that just makes it right there, available all the time. And that's what we need, again, to have options. So let's hear your story because you were in medical school, right? Was this around 1975?
Yeah. And people ask how I got interested in chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And I tell them the old-fashioned way I had it. I came down with what I call the drop-dead flu. 6 weeks later, I still couldn't function, and eventually I had to drop out of medical school. And since I was paying my own way, no more work study, no more scholarship, no loan, I was homeless, sleeping in parks in Tulsa. And it was funny. It's as if God put a sign on my park bench in Tulsa saying, holistic medical school open. And
wow.
There I was. My whole life had been geared to being a healer, which meant a doctor, for what I knew. And I had to drop out of school, and it was crushing. Mm. But from that place, herbalists would come by, naturopaths came by, energy workers came by, all kinds of healing health practitioners came by, and they each taught me pieces of the puzzle until I was able to get myself healthy, go back to med school, did great. And I've spent the last 35 years researching, teaching, and basically helping people with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And my goal is very simple, making effective treatment available for everyone. And that means people who can't afford it and people who can't.
Mm. What a great mission. You are really a gift. And how ironic that there you were homeless and you were being given all of this information falling into your lap, just like you said, like God put that on the park bench. I mean, that is so beautiful. I love to hear those kinds of stories, because when we hear that, we really connect with that meaning and really your journey. So thank you for sharing that. I want to move now into the SHINE protocol, makes energy and eliminates pain. So tell us all what that stands for, because some of us might need to go through that.
For those of you listening, if you have fatigue or pain, whether it's CFS or fibromyalgia, write this down, because this is your recipe for getting pain-free. The word SHINE. S stands for sleep. H will be hormonal support, even if the blood tests are normal. They're not reliable. I would be infections and inflammation. N is nutritional support. And E would be exercise as able, as well as energy metabolites. So E would be for energy and exercise. Mm-hmm. And our study showed, this is a double-blind, placebo-controlled study put together with the help of an NIH statistician, really solidly done, 91% of patients improved with an average 90% increase in quality of life after 3 months. And for those of you who say, I have brain fog, you're talking too fast, I can't get all of this. here's a simple thing you can do, because you know, my new patient visits, and I still see people. We do phone consultations, and some folks fly to Hawaii, and others we do a four-hour new patient visit for me to treat them. And I realized that 50 million people worldwide, 4 hours a person, I realized pretty quickly I couldn't do them all one by one.
Right.
So in addition to training physicians, and there's fibromyalgia and fatigue centers all around the country, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but we have actually a computerized doctor. I hold a U.S. patent for computerized physician. It's on our website. If you go to vitality101.com, you'll see the symptom analysis program. And we used to charge about $400 for that. People would go on, it would analyze their symptoms, their lab tests, if they have lab tests, put all of it together in a record, and it would make a complete medical record and say, here's what's going on in your case, and here's what you need to do to get well. But we told people, if you can't afford, you know, we'd let you do it for free, because we know a lot of people are just dirt broke because they can't work with this illness. And 80% of people said they couldn't afford. So we just finally, we've made this free for everybody.
Oh, and unbelievable. A computerized doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, like you just said, we plug in all the information and then it will spit out kind of a remedy, so to speak.
It will put out, don't worry about this big thing that gets printed out on your printer. Just look for the page that says probable diagnoses. Because it's different from person to person. It's like, do you have thyroid? Do you have sleep apnea? What's going on in your case? And I'll give the list of things that are probably causing your CFS and fibro. And then it will tailor a treatment protocol using mostly natural remedies, although some prescriptions. It'll tailor and say, this is exactly what you need to get well and how to take them.
God, you are, gosh, again, what a gift. And
this is
so
fun.
You hit something here. You said, when you went through, you said sleep, hormonal, infections, nutrition, energy, exercise. On the hormonal, you said, even if your blood test, I think you said, comes back normal.
Yeah, the blood tests are, what's the medical term I'm looking for? Oh, caca. Yeah, it's just, they're horribly unreliable.
Aha, uh-huh. Because they don't test for the right thing, or?
Well, that's part of it, but understand where the normal range comes from. The normal range is based on two standard deviations. In English, that means you take 100 people, you measure them, the 95 in the middle of the normal range. So if I wanted a normal range for shoe sizes, I'd take 100 people that can buy at the mall, and I'd get a normal range of, say, 4 to 13. Mm-hmm. So say, you know, you come to Hawaii, we leave our shoes off at the door so we don't track the volcano in, and say we got our shoes mixed up, and now I'm wearing your size 8, and you're wearing my size 13. And we go to the shoe doctor, and you say, Doc, the shoe keeps falling off. And you say, no, it's a 13. It's right in the normal range, Juliana. And I'd walk in with your size 7 or 8, and I'd say, it doesn't fit.
No.
And you say, no, it's right smack dab in the normal range. I say, my toe doesn't fit in it. And you say, you're crazy. The test is normal. That's an exact
analogy
to what's going on. So
yeah,
when you have thyroid.
So that kind of leads into, how can people find a physician if indeed they can't get to you, which, my gosh, you already provide these free services, which is dynamic. But if they're, you know, stuck in the middle of the country and they, you know, how can they find a physician who knows how to treat their CFS and fibromyalgia?
Well, there are fibromyalgia and fatigue centers all over the country. I don't have any ownership in them, but I do train the doctors. and teach them, here's how you get people well with the SHINE protocol. And their website is www.fibro, F-I-B-R-O, and fatigue.com. Now, they have a kind of it's a fixed price thing. So you pay a yearly amount, and then they supply all of the natural supplements and the time and the things that you need. But whenever somebody is paying a fixed price, when I buy a plane ticket, I'm going to pay by credit card. Because if you're paying in advance, that's just a wise thing to do. And you go to the fibromyalgia and fatigue centers, and these doctors will take the time, and they know how to get you well. And so a lot of the stuff you can do naturally, that's fine, but it sure is good to have somebody who knows more than you do treating you when you go to the doctor. And these doctors do that.
Oh, and that you have been, because one of my questions was, boy, I hope you're out there training these other doctors. So that's wonderful. I want to remind everyone again, write this down, fibro, and tell me if I'm wrong, fibroandfatigue.com.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay.
So.
Okay, good. Get that down, because, you know, the important thing about this show or the podcast, and we can spread this around and inform people and give them hope and real cures. That's what's powerful. So let's move into your book. I've got a lot of questions. Again, it's entitled Real Cause, Real Cure, The 9 Root Causes of the Most Common Health Problems and How to Solve Them. This is a Bible of information. I have enjoyed perusing through it. You begin by talking about nutritional deficiencies. And you say Americans don't look like they have nutritional deficiencies because so many of us are overweight. Boy, isn't that the truth? And, you know, this is where we go round and round, because we turn on the TV and hear one thing. Oh, you need to take this product. You need this company's better. You need to take a vitamin. No, you need minerals. What the heck is it? We've got a couple of minutes before break. So tell us.
Well, people ask, which vitamin or mineral do I need? And the answer is all of them.
Okay.
This is the first time in human history we have high-calorie malnutrition with people being obese and malnourished. But people don't want to be part of the handful club where they're taking a handful of pills all day. So there's a very simple vitamin powder that replaces over 35 tablets of supplements. And those of you who have heard that line before, let me throw out this challenge. If you can get what's in this one drink in less than 35 pills, I'll give you $50. Good luck trying. Takes most people 60 pills. And you take the one drink a day, and all the vitamins and minerals and amino acids and cofactors and things that you should be getting from food, except for the fish oils and iron, you're going to be getting in the vitamin powder. It's called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder by Enzymatic Therapy. Any health food store, 1/2 to 1 scoop a day. It's not expensive. This is my morning energy drink. I take that, and I take a scoop of ribose. Which another study we'll talk about in a moment, that increased energy an average of 61% in CFS and fibro in our recent study. For everybody out there, just get the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. Get the ribose, which is called Corvalen, C-O-R-V-A-L-E-N, both on the website. Put a scoop of each, add water, stir. It will be the best 10 seconds you spend all day. It will make your energy fly high with healthy energy throughout the day.
Oh, my gosh. Perfect. Again, the Energy Revitalization System, you can get it on his site. So don't forget that it's www.vitality101.com. Click on that icon to go to the products and ribose and put that into your scoop, put that into your shake. And I love the idea that it's a powder because, like you said, everybody turns away from the pills. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Juliana is certified, not crazy, but in a good way, as a marriage and family therapist, author, teacher, and spiritual advisor who brings light and levity to all life's important issues. It's Connect with Juliana, and we'll be back with more right after these on TogiNet.com. Lindale Link with host Holly Rand comes Mondays at 10 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Linda Link is Lindell's first and only internet radio broadcast.
Holly, tell us about it.
It's really something from my heart that I want to be teamwork for the entire community to get the word out about everything that's going on here. We're talking to the entire community of Lindell. This is not limited to just businesses or just parents or just teachers. Simply to get the word out about your cause or your company, you must go to where the people are. And today, people are on the internet.
Lindale Link.
Lindale, Texas is a growing chain of business, education, commerce, community. Together, Lindale Link can create one strong chain of communication.
Check out LindaleLink.com and then check out Lindale Link, the radio show. Lindale Link with host Holly Rand. Mondays at 10 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Why do I feel so lousy? Why aren't my medications working? Why can't my doctor figure me out? These are just a few of the questions Dr. Kevin Connors will be exploring in Dr. Kevin Connors Live on TogiNet.com. The author of the book, Help My Body Is Killing Me, solving the connections of autoimmune disease to thyroid problems, fibromyalgia, depression, ADD, ADHD, and more. He'll dig into these and many other conditions to dissect the mechanisms of your problems. Giving God the glory and looking for answers to make you look and feel better. To make you feel whole again. For more on him, his book, and the show, check out upperroomwellness.com. Never be satisfied with a diagnosis. There is always a reason behind it. And if you can alter the mechanisms that led you down your current path, we can change your future. It's Dr. Kevin Connors, live here on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Connect with Juliana on TogiNet, where she asks the tough questions you may be thinking about, but may be uncomfortable asking. She's here to increase your level of awareness, encourage you to stop, think, and gather all the facts so you'll be empowered to make the best informed decisions possible. This is Connect with Juliana on TogiNet. Now, let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Juliana Litton.
Well, Dr. T, I don't want this show to end because it's like I'm just plugged into you. I'm learning so much, and I know everyone out there is as well. And I just, again, I appreciate you. And I want to remind everyone, the Vitamin Energy Revitalization System, I think that that is so powerful because if we can do just, I think it's necessary to at least do that for ourselves, right? I mean, I think that that can help.
I think that's good for everybody out there. This is a good basic multivitamin to optimize your vitamins, minerals, energy cofactors, amino acids. It's just an insurance policy that pays you off every day.
That's good. And the ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E, I believe. And I want mm-hmm. to ask you, I've got questions here. So one of them is about our water. And it's funny, I got that question. I looked through your book and I think I know the answer. But they said this is another issue where they get a lot of confusion. Is it bottled? Do we need to have distilled? Should it be mountain, spring water? Should it be what the heck, because I know that with the drinking water, that scares me with all of the heavy metals and the medication, all the stuff that's in there.
Yep. So a simple thing. Most Americans, I think, are walking around dehydrated. Mm. And don't count glasses of water. Just right now, take a moment, check your mouth and check your lips. If they're dry, you're dehydrated. Drink more water. And the thing is that even tap water once in a while is okay. Overall, what we have is we have a reverse osmosis filter. You can use reverse osmosis, but I think just a good filtered water, most of them, you're going to be fine. You'll find these little machines out there that for a quarter will fill up a gallon for you with a good filter and reverse osmosis. But beyond that, I don't worry about it too much. I think eventually we'll realize that plastic bottles were insane in terms of, not doing the plastic, so you don't want to do, but once in a while, they're okay. So what I would say is the more pressing issue is stay hydrated.
Okay.
Don't worry so much about where it's coming from. In general, get a good filter and don't worry about it.
Now, you recommended a filter and I can't remember it. Do you remember it?
The Multipure.
Multipure.
Mm-hmm. And Pure Water, they do a very good filter. If you look up Bren Jacobson, he will not give a hard sell. He tends to undersell it.
I tell you, somebody was giving me a hard sell about, I don't know, they do something to the water in Japan, and they do some kind of, I don't know. And I just thought, it just didn't feel right. So
keep it simple. Just drink, drink and enjoy.
The next one is about kidney stones. Mm-hmm. And just wanting to know if what can the individual do? She has had kidney stones before, and believe it or not, she leaves the doctor or the hospital and they really don't tell her a definite cause, and they just kind of send her on her way. And is it related partly to the intake of fluids or what?
Yep. Let me tell her how to drop her kidney stone production by 90%.
Okay.
And this is in double-blind studies. Most stones are calcium stones. And it's like if you put too much sugar or salt in a glass of water, it's going to crystallize out to the bottom. So the same calcium oxalate crystals come out and form stones. Now, if you get enough magnesium and vitamin B6, and the vitamin powder has enough of both of these, it has 85 of B6 and 200 of magnesium, which is more than they use in the studies. The studies show that you decrease the risk of kidney stones 90% of recurrent stones. It's that simple. Of course, you want to stay hydrated. The amount of calcium you take is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. So these are simple things. And the cure is A to Z. And even the website, this is all in there. It's just very simple. Okay. Here's how to do it.
Because you just said calcium doesn't have anything to do with it. And I think we're being told it does, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't. Okay. Ah. And I think taking calcium supplements is stupid and insane also. If people take pure calcium, like Tums, or for osteoporosis, the studies show that osteoporosis calcium increases heart attack risk 31%. It's nuts. But if you take it with magnesium, vitamin D, and vitamin K, all of a sudden you have something heart healthy. So these are all things that the book will talk about. It's a simple, it's a natural owner's manual for your body. For those of you out there chewing antacids, get immediate heartburn relief. Another chewable antacid, but that's a healthy one that has a magnesium and D and K in it. It works fine, tastes great. It works and looks just like the Tums, but it's healthy for you. Health food stores are just starting to get that in. We have it at the website. So what I want people to recognize is that if you give up everything you enjoy in life, so you can live to be 120 years old, why bother?
Yes, right. I agree. I agree. If you want that glass of wine or that chocolate, gosh dang it, have it.
Yes, and that's what the book tells you. In fact, we have a 28-day diet plan, and one of the tricks in there is, did you know that eating chocolate is 25 times as likely, if you have dark chocolate, to prevent heart attack deaths than taking cholesterol statin medications?
Oh, my gosh. You know, the medicine hunter talked about cocoa and how amazing that is.
Yeah, Chris and his wife Zoe are—they're friends, and they're wonderful. They're brilliant, and Chris is just a wealth of really good information, and it's just sane. You know, it's not hype.
Right, right. Now, I want to go back because you just give so much information because it's so common to you. But you were talking about heartburn, and that's one of my questions that someone takes a lot of the Tums, and you said, tell us the one that's natural.
Immediate heartburn relief. If you go on my website and you look up indigestion, the acid blocker medications, they're deadly. They're more likely to cause a hip fracture than Fosamax is to prevent it. And since I'm mentioning Fosamax for osteoporosis, did you know the mineral strontium? So if you take two supplements, one is called OsteoStrong by Eurofarma, and then they have strontium, that is over twice as effective as Fosamax, but much safer and cheap. And all these simple little things over there that people can do. But on the website or in the book, Real Cause, Real Cure, it'll talk about digestion and how to restore healthy digestion. You have plant-based digestive enzymes that are really good. You've got the immediate heartburn relief. You've got licorice called Gut Soothe, which will be as effective as Tagamet, but without the downside. You've got advanced heartburn rescue. There's all these things that will say, here's how you use them. You take them, you heal up your stomach, so then you don't need these anymore. And then here's how you maintain healthy digestion. Because indigestion is not too much stomach acid. It is poor digestion.
See, that's the thing that we need to hear. Like you said, these are little things, but educating ourselves, right? You know, finding out that there are some other ways that we can help ourselves. And, you know, I've said this before, but it just kind of brings us back to our roots. You know, it just kind of, it's this knowing that brings us back. I almost want to say to our tribal or indigenous people kind of instinct.
Can I give you, let me give you two quick nutrition tips that are really helpful, and I'm going to take way back to our roots.
Okay, good.
We talked about low thyroid, where if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, that sounds like low thyroid even if the test is normal, and you may have trouble getting your doctor to give the thyroid, but there's an iodine supplement called triiodine, and you just want to take 6 1/4 to 12 and a half milligrams, not more. If it bothers your stomach, put it aside. It's rare, but just as a heads up. And many people find their thyroid symptoms improve after just a couple weeks on the triiodine. Another important nutrient for people to know about with the fish oil, because fish oil is so big of an issue, mm-hmm. but people are tired of taking a handful of fish oil pills all day, and mm-hmm. every time they burp, every cat in the neighborhood is going, like, what's that? What's that? You know? So there's a nice simple thing. It's called Bectomega, and all you need is one a day. It's a small pill. It replaces 8 tablets of regular fish oil, because it's a very highly absorbed, very pure, bioidentical form. And you take the Bectomega one a day. You don't need that handful of fish oil pills. So these are simple things to make it easy for people. And it's really pure, and it's very, yeah, it's wonderful.
And that's, okay, the fish oil is with a V as in Victor, Vecto.
Yep, Vectomega.
Okay.
Vectomega. Most health food stores, we have it on our website, but again, any health food store is going to have it.
Okay. And you've also, the low thyroid is the triiodine. Again, we know that we can look all this up, but I'm just saying it so people can kind of do bullet points when they have the time to go through and listen to this. Because boy, is the thyroid, I mean, it seems like every time I talk to someone, I had one doctor that said, oh, no, yours will be dying soon. You know, it's just a matter of time. I'm like, what are you talking about? Don't tell me that.
And there's a massive study called the Hunt Study that showed that if a woman's thyroid is in the low third of the normal range instead of the upper third of the normal range, her risk of dying of a heart attack is 69% greater. And again, when you look at statin medications, cholesterol medicines lowering heart attack death risk by 1% when it's given just for high cholesterol versus 69% for optimizing thyroid. You really want to optimize it. And there's tune-up programs out there, too, and there's, you know, for people as they approach menopause or menopause, no, that's a topic for another show, for really getting a 50,000-mile tune-up. But I said I want to get to the root, so I'm going to give you 2 pieces of advice that will be the most important advice people can have.
Oh, good. We have 2 minutes. Good. Tell us.
Good. Number one, for those with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, learn to say no to things that feel bad. Because if I get you well so you can go back to having every energy vampire coming and sucking you dry again, because you can't say no, you're going to blow a fuse again.
Okay.
So if things feel bad, say no. The flip side of that for everybody else is learn to follow your bliss. Instead of listening to what the TV and God knows everybody else is telling you to do, including me, checking with your feelings and with your soul and in prayer or wherever you want to go to see what feels right to you, that's authentic. And if it feels right, it's authentic. Mm. That's the advice to follow. Listen to your own soul.
And it's so wonderful to hear a doctor say that, because when we go in, you know, it's such a raw, naked place. And just talking to you on the phone, I feel like I'm sitting on your couch, you know. And it feels good to have someone tell us that we need to listen to what our body is saying. I think that speaks to what I was saying with going back, you know, to our roots and kind of opening up to, we do have power. We can make a difference in our lives. And my gosh, what an incredible journey this has been for this hour. And I certainly would love to have you come back, because I did want to, I mean, I've just got pages here, as always. I have such brilliant guests on, but everyone can reach you, right? We've got a minute at www.vitality101.com. Is that right?
And my Facebook, it's facebook.com/Dr. Teitelbaum, Dr. Teitelbaum. I also want to mention, we have a new study using a special technique for autism just published 2 weeks ago. 23 of the 30 autistic kids are back in regular school at the end of 1 year using NAET, an acupressure technique.
Oh, hooray. Boy, isn't that wonderful. What a great subject that is. I would love to just have you back on to discuss that. So this has been a joy. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. You're awesome. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a part of Connect with Juliana and connecting with what lies beneath.